Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antin, and I'm going to tell you about the week beginning Monday the 23rd of December and ending on Sunday the 29th of December. And for those of you who are celebrating either holiday, it is this week on Wednesday the 25th that Christmas Day arrives and at sundown, Hanukkah begins. And also Kwanzaa is going to begin, but that's on the 26th when they have Boxing Day, also in Canada and the UK. Lots of celebrating. Also, of course, Christmas Eve on Tuesday, the 24th. But we only have one unusual thing happening, and that's the direct motion of Chiron coming this week on Sunday at 4:13 p.m. and in Aries is the direct sign. Well, this is, you know, another time for us to come to understand why we have been not able to express our individual self, basically. Because Chiron is a wound and Aries is about the individuated self. And so, you know, we've been socialized, a lot of us, out of expressing true self. And so it does catch up with us sometimes. People have more condition issues on these things than others, and even in a sense of racial or gender. And so we have been looking at healing Aries. And we've been looking at that with the North Node also in Aries. That's about to shift in 2025. It will shift into a different North Node axis. It'll be Pisces. So then we'll learn about victims and things like that. But here we are with this opportunity for us to just maybe look at where we feel that we can't shine our true light and where we are stopped from taking action as well. Actions that we might feel we should take but others don't agree with, things like that. But it will be the major shift for this week. We've had quite a lot of shifts already, haven't we? We've just come off the shift of the midwinter solstice, and we're getting very close to the change of the year. I mean, next week's forecast will be talking about New Year's Day coming on the Wednesday of next week, the 1st. Of January 2025, and it is going to be an ongoing conversation of outer planets and other things happening that will be shifting our experiences in many ways. But this week, it's a bit of a breather, except for the holidays, which cause people to be active and I would say that if we look at the days of the week, some of your better days, just in general, are going to be Monday, and this is about the lunar aspects, and especially if you want to travel to get to someone else for a holiday, Monday is easy, smooth sailing, and so you can look at that, and then when else did I see? Friday, the 27th, is rather upbeat, as is the later hours of Christmas Day and the early hours up to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. We do have a lot of things going on, and there are squares aplenty. So let's get to it. Monday the 23rd has the waning, we're in the waning fourth quarter phase of the moon the whole week. We'll have a new moon coming next week also on Monday, 30th, Capricorn new moon. So the fourth quarter is when we are starting to get lower energy, but again, you've got a holiday that's going to force you into more activity if you have a certain thing that must be done, or you're hosting, or you have to travel. But it's also the time, it's a very appropriate time, as we come to the end of the year, where the fourth quarter phase is having us look at what we have reaped. You know, usually we talk about it just in the sense of a lunar cycle, but now we can talk about it in the sense of the solar cycle, which has just ended and begun anew. So we are very focused on what do we want to see for 2025? What should we know about it? And what do we want to change or get rid of completely, to feel like we're making headway in some way in the new year, okay? So we're in that, in the background. This is what the moon is doing. It's in that fourth quarter lunar phase. But on Monday, it's in Libra, and it has a sextile to Mercury in Sagittarius until 11:22 a.m. Eastern Time. And this is all the times I mention are Eastern Standard Time. So this is a great time to contact people, to have discussions, to make plans, to get on the road or into the air, to take a long journey. That's the Sagittarian aspect of the sextile. Should be pretty easy. And then after this, 11:22 a.m., we have a moon trine retrograde Jupiter in Gemini until 6:51 p.m. So we're still in a good mode. We're in an upbeat mode, and Libra Moon is happy to go over all the different ideas that Jupiter has been expressing or needs to inform with information. So this is very pleasant. So if you've made a trip and you're arriving, you should have a very holiday-like feeling of goodwill and having smiles around and abound. 6:51 p.m., that's exact. And despite the moon's going opposition Chiron and Aries, it's stationed now waiting to go direct on Sunday at 4:48 a.m. This is where, you know, maybe an old situation in relationship gives you a bit of a hiccup, but 4:48 a.m. is probably in a dream for most of us here in the U.S. But the moon is going trine all that time from 6:51 p.m. Monday to 5:44 a.m. Tuesday, Christmas Eve day. It's going trine Venus in Aquarius. So here again, there's a lot of feeling of friendship. That evening of the 23rd, if you're not going out of town and things like that, it's a wonderful evening to have a holiday get together with people you might not be spending the actual holiday with, a Christmas party kind of thing, a group energy. And then we start getting into, you know, well, a square comes on Tuesday, Christmas Eve. That is Jupiter in Gemini square Saturn in Pisces until 4:59 p.m. So here you may have some issues with maybe some travel issue, maybe some ideas that you're trying to get across, or even an upbeat feeling that you're trying to impart is meeting with Saturn in Pisces, which is not a happy camper most of the time, this particular combo. Skeptic, fearful, a little bit of a bring down. And if you're involved in trying to move about, get to a place, maybe not your long journey, but a short journey because it's Gemini. But then again, Jupiter could be taking you further. There could be problems with cold water. Cold is Saturn. Pisces is water. So things can happen to block situations, some kind of obstacle. That'll be over again by 5 o'clock, you could say, p.m. Eastern Time. And then you're still in the void of course phase of the moon, which is continuing to feel and express the moon trine Venus. So it's fairly okay, except for that, you know, a little bit of dialogue there, a little bit of travel issue there. But on Wednesday, Christmas Day, the moon enters Scorpio at 3:06 a.m. You know, it was in Scorpio for Thanksgiving also. And some people felt the issues that are coming up quickly again for the moon in Scorpio on Christmas Day. It'll just be the early part. That's the good news. And one of them is at 4:51 a.m., and that's moon in Scorpio's square to Pluto in Aquarius. Now, it is an instinctive need of the moon in Scorpio to be in control, to be maybe not telling people everything, you know, kind of keeping it close to the chest, but having intense feelings that they may not even realize they have. And the need to control comes from vulnerability, all right? Water signs are vulnerable. Think about it. Drop something into water, can they resist it? No. So here there is an attempt, if you're still up or out and about or you're across the pond, it would already be 9:51 a.m. on Christmas Day. Here is where you will not be able to be in control of an authority who has very independent ideas. So even though it's the ruler of Scorpio, Pluto, you know, the moon is instinctive. It can't really see that clearly. So it will come up against it and it will not succeed. It won't succeed in the next aspect either, which is the square to retrograde Mars in Leo, and that comes in at 10:44 a.m. So this may be an issue of entertainments, or whether there's a sporting event or something like that, and the moon has some other idea about how things are supposed to be looking right now, and it's not working well. This is the hiccup. But after that, we have Scorpio Moon sextile the Sun in Capricorn until noon. And that is stabilizing for the Moon, definitely. And that is the tradition that the Moon is hoping to experience. Somebody else agrees, and people are happy in that moment and reaping benefits from whatever this tradition is. And it is around lunchtime in the Eastern time zone, so it may be something like that, enjoyment of these things. And it goes on in a trine. The moon will trine Saturn and Pisces for the rest of the time. We're moving towards that on the day of Christmas Day and the beginning of Hanukkah. In the evening, will come in under the moon, trine Saturn in Pisces. That will come on exact at 7:31 a.m. on Thursday. So here we have the people who would be happy for someone to take control and do some good management and give some deep advice, because, you know, moon in Scorpio can be a very, if it's in a certain space, a very pithy counselor. You know, they can see to the bottom of something, and people might need that information, and people might be thinking about finance too, and the moon in Scorpio may know ways to help the Saturn in Pisces, which has been just experiencing all this fear and dissolution, and we just found out this morning that they're not going to close the government in the United States. A lot of people have to worry all the time now about what would happen if they did that. It is not going to be a difficult time on Christmas Day and when Hanukkah begins. That's the good news, okay? Now, we get to Thursday, and Mercury is going opposite Jupiter, and they are going to make that exact opposition at 5:48 p.m. Mercury in Sagittarius, Jupiter in Gemini, they are in what we call mutual reception. One is in the other's natural rulership sign, and so is the other. So they sort of really understand each other, and they are mutable signs, which means they can change. So it's really not a great energy to have your conversations around the table, 5:48 p.m., if you get into philosophies, religions, and stuff like that, politics. So, it won't be as nasty as it could be in other signs, but Sagittarius has arrows. It really sometimes can't resist just shooting one off. I'll show you what the truth is. And then there's also Gemini that can get pretty snarky every now and then. And then teasing, which I feel sometimes teasing is an accepted form of aggression. So at any rate, that's a little bit of a glitch there. It could also just be, people are watching sports and rooting for different teams. But the moon, you see, in Scorpio now has another square. And this is to Venus in Aquarius. And that is the aspect that takes up the day of Thursday, the 26th. And that goes all the way to 12:08 a.m. on Friday, the 27th. Now, what we have here is similar to the square to Pluto. And Venus energy is such in that independent freedom sign of Aquarius that if they start to feel too much pressure to be controlled, they might just suddenly disappear. I mean, that's one of the qualities of Aquarius. They're objective, but the other word is detached. And so when they are in a situation that doesn't suit them, they can retreat to the ivory tower where they will be looking down upon others, but, they will not stay for it. Okay, so if you find yourself in this situation, just know that's the way it is. And meanwhile, that Mercury in Sagittarius is going square Saturn in Pisces also. So the moon square Venus, 12:08 a.m., Friday the 27th, the Mercury square Saturn, 2:29 a.m., Friday the 27th. Yeah, this is where you can hit a rather large snag. And, it's better if you have something going on, some activity that is, people don't have to be in personal interactions as much. And also, the Mercury square Saturn is not a good day. If you were thinking about leaving on the Thursday to travel, not the best for ease of travel. And at 2:34 a.m., the Scorpio moon opposes Uranus and Taurus. And there it is, definitely. Don't be on the road if you can't help it. It's early morning. It's not great. People are going to maybe do something unusual. It's also an issue of very different values about what to do about money or how to look at the future. So it's not a good dialogue time. But waking up in Eastern time zone and across the pond on Friday, the moon is in highly psychic trine to Neptune in Pisces. This is the last aspect for the Scorpio moon, and all will be revealed if you're open to receiving the messages. At 9:24 a.m. is when this is complete. So if you have rituals that you do in the morning, you know, you can ask for guidance, and you should receive some pretty powerful messages then. That'll be very helpful. It's also a good time for doing exercise that's flowing, like yoga and Tai Chi, Qigong. It's good for creativity and inspired by the muse kind of writings. So that's where we end that Scorpio moon transit. And that's how we'll feel, fortunately, until the moon enters Sagittarius at 2:46 p.m. on Friday. So if you want to go, you know, take a long distance trip home or a short journey, that morning is all right. And you're even okay after the moon enters Sagittarius at 2:46 p.m. because it goes into a sextile right away to Pluto in Aquarius. That will end at 4:36 p.m. That's a very helpful time for the long journeys because, you know, if there's issues, there's somebody powerful that can deal with the technology. And that is a big help. Moon in Sagittarius will trine Mars retrograde in Leo until 8:50 p.m. that evening. So here you're having people who want to have some adventures and have some fun and entertainment. In fact, Friday is a good day to have some interesting new things to do for that Pluto in Aquarius. And, you know, the adventure or, you know, somebody being able to get into a sports thing, you know, have them busy, until 8:50 p.m. And then things will sort of quiet down a little. But that is the time when we start moving closer to the Venus square to Uranus and Taurus. That will be complete at 2:42 a.m. on Saturday. Now, this is another mutual reception because Venus usually rules Taurus and Uranus usually rules Aquarius. So it's not like they don't understand each other, but this is now fixed signs, okay? So Venus and Aquarius have very, very certain feelings and values and ideas, not just about money, but about relationship. And Uranus retrograde in Taurus also has those very fixed perceptions and ideas, and not the same. Venus is more of a, in Aquarius, it's more of a, you know, take a chance. Taurus doesn't want to, but, you know, this is in terms of relationship. Again, Taurus can be possessive, and Venus, as we now know, is not going to be there if she starts feeling too much of that. So, just remember, 2:42 a.m. on Saturday morning. That is when this square, which has been coming in during Friday, that's when it completes. And then we have the moon in Sagittarius oppose Jupiter in Gemini retrograde until 4:50 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. So some of the plans, some of the adventures and the outings and this and that could run across a difference of opinion again. Yes, Jupiter rules Sag, and Jupiter is expanding even in Gemini. I mean, there is expansion of consciousness, but, you know, sometimes Sagittarius is very dogmatic. You know, when it doesn't want to expand, you know, it can happen. But both of them really want to move, like literal movement. So make sure there's plenty of that going on in the day if you're with others on Saturday the 28th. But once again, we have a little glitch come in for travel and for conversation and relationships when the moon in Sag squares Saturn in Pisces until 6:15 p.m. Saturday the 28th. This, again, long-distance journey, this was not the day. Saturday wasn't the right day. Unless you wait till after 7 in the evening to get on the road or take a flight out, because then you'll be with a Moon-Mercury conjunction in Sagittarius until 10:01 p.m., and that will move on in a happy way to the Moon in Sag sextile Venus in Aquarius until 3:03 p.m. on Sunday. Now, I will remind you that the birth of a trip takes place when you leave, when you start leaving. So it gives the whole, it's like your birth chart. It gives the whole picture of what you will experience. So when you can leave on a good aspect, no matter what comes up, it will be easier for you. It's just the way. I wouldn't be doing these, you know, weekly forecasts if one couldn't see this as a true thing. You know, it's 50 years for me now, looking at these astrological energies, and I haven't been really disappointed in their accuracy. Otherwise, again, I wouldn't keep saying it. So just plan your time wisely. This is why I give you this every week, because you can make life easy on yourself and on others too. Or you can make life difficult, like wait till after 3:03 p.m. and catch a moon square Neptune until 6:34 p.m. on Sunday, where you are now again running into weather. And that's watery weather, yes. That's fog, because it's Neptune. And maybe something that's infectious or toxic. You may also find that you or someone else is overly idealistic about things, and you can't talk them down from it. Oh, we haven't seen much of that in the past, have we? So, at any rate, just that's the time on Sunday from like about 3:03 in the afternoon till 6:37 on Sunday evening. Not so good. Void, of course, moon, but it's a moon square Neptune, void, of course, until the moon enters Capricorn at 11:37 p.m. on Sunday, the 29th day. We only have a couple more days. So what have you been thinking about? Here's a nice practical moon for you. And the new moon on Monday. So here you could start setting your intentions even later on the Sunday evening, or maybe you've already gotten it clear somehow during this holiday week what you're thinking about doing. So that's it for this week. I wish all of you happy holidays, whichever ones you're celebrating. And next week we will talk about that new moon at 9 degrees of Capricorn. And Venus will enter Pisces also. And we will have New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And so that'll be something to know about particularly because there's an aspect that day with planets that are going to make an opposition that you need to know about. You need to know the timing. You need to know the meaning of Mars and Leo in the retrograde back to an opposition to Pluto in Aquarius. All right, so that will be on tap for the first week of January and the next weekly astrology forecast. I'll say goodbye for now.